How did you feel when the police tackled you?
I was surprised. I was surprised.
Were you worried at that point?
No. What can they do to me? I haven't done anything. I still believe in justice, you know? Maybe I'm being naive. I haven't done anything. This guy pushed me. This guy put his hand on me and I told him to remove it. He has no right to put his hand on me and push me.
Okay, so but it was for your own safety.
Over the weekend, a small grassroots group of courageous Australian Jews returned to Melbourne CBD to oppose the large and what often turns violent anti-Israel protest that has held our city hostage for the past 18 months. Now, while unlawfully moving the group on, ironically, for their own safety, a police officer pushed a 75-year-old woman holding an Australian flag and her umbrella. And when the elderly woman instinctively pointed her umbrella at the brave cop in protest of being shoved for her own safety, he and his fellow officers tackled her, with one even applying a chokehold, just to be sure. Watch. And after that shocking footage went absolutely viral, not a single mainstream media outlet bothered to track down the elderly woman to either hear her story or even try and uncover why Victoria Police acted so heavy-handedly. So I did.
He just pushed me. Move! Anyway, so I had an umbrella because I had my Australian flag on it. And I just put it in front of me. The next thing I know, there's about four or five of them jumping on me, ripping the umbrella out of me, holding my neck and putting me aside.
I guess you're such a threat.
Dangerous. I'm very dangerous. They said that I will be charged by the obstructions of peace and attacking police officer. I think absolute absurd.
Did you attack police officers?
No, why would I? I mean, what? I'm a reasonable person. What kind of chances would I have with this big guy? Anyway, so they asked my details and they said that, and then they told me not to come to CDB for the next 24 hours. So I was detained and I went home.
Minutes after Elsa was detained, the leaders of her counter-protest group were also arrested and released with a promise like hers of criminal charges to come.
A summons will be sent in the mail, maybe appear before the court, but that I was free to go for now. So we're just going to wait for that and we're going to fight it.
They say they're going to charge you for assaulting police, which you say you didn't assault police.
I did not. And what did they do? If somebody up there will tell them, you know what, why don't you go and charge this old Jewish woman, they will. And if they say, well, you know, just let it lie, they will. So I don't know what's going to happen. Well, que sera, sera.
If they do, will you fight it?
With pleasure.
What do you want to see cops do?
Uphold the right. What's written on their badges, what's written on their shoulder, what's written on their uniform, what their whole motto is, uphold the right. The law states that peaceful protests are legal. You cannot get moved on, and the right should be upheld. I want everybody to have their right, and anybody who tries to be unpeaceful, get arrested. Anybody who yells out things like the things that were yelled at us last week, I'll kill you, I'll kill you, I'll kill you, those people should get prosecuted. They should get arrested, and they should get dealt with.
We are not attacking. We are just there. We are enjoying life, and we cherish what we've got. And they are the ones that come in here and try to destroy it. That's it, leave us alone. Just let us say our peace. And we'll go home later.
What if they say to you, it's much easier for police to deal with you because, you know, as tough as you are and as much as you're willing to assault police, you're not very intimidating, so they can control you. So it's much easier to tackle you to the ground like that big, strong, tough man that took you down than to deal with, you know, hundreds or thousands of, you know, terrorist supporters.
Well, the thing is, just see what happens. So go and protect us from the other side. Don't push us.
Why do you think it is that you guys keep getting moved on, or in this case, arrested, and those that are actually committing offences are not?
Because it's easier to be a tough cop to those who don't attack you back. They know that we will not attack them, whereas the others will.
Yeah, because they think we are weak, and we don't protest. We don't have the strength, and we don't have the numbers, unfortunately. And the others do. So they are scared, I think, of the other ones, and they're not scared of us, because really, what harm can we do to them? If there's five policemen jumping on one old Jewish woman, I mean, what kind of battle is that?
Why was it so important for you to go to the city on Sunday with an Australian flag and an umbrella?
Well, you see, I come from Poland. I was 20 years old when I came here, and I spent 20 years in socialistic, communistic Poland. I came to Australia, like many other migrants, to have a nice, peaceful life, and we are being interrupted. I live in Australia, and I am very proud Australian. I've lived here for 55 years. And I have a good life. I started with nothing, and Australia gave me all the opportunity, and I took all the opportunity. And everybody else can do that. But why disrupt this peace? Why disrupt the comfort? Why disrupt the best country in the world, for God's sake? And that's what I'm opposing.
I reckon two things are probably true right now for you watching this report. You're inspired by Elsa's patriotism, and you love my T-shirt. Well, guess what? Turn that patriotism into something meaningful. Go now to rebelstore.com.au, get yourself some merch, including this T-shirt that shows that you're proud of Australia. That way you can stand for this great country, look good while doing so, and thirdly, support your favourite news network all at the same time. rebelstore.com.au. Do it now. You went there with an Australian flag to counter-protest a group that never fly an Australian flag, that fly either Palestinian flags, Aboriginal flags, and even, until it became illegal, terrorist flags. Why do you think the other side isn't as proud of the Australian flag as you are?
Because they don't care about Australia. They care about their own ideology. And they're just showing nicely and clearly, listen, guys, we do what we want to in your country, and nobody's going to stop us.
What's your response to the police saying that they're doing this all for your safety?
Like I said, in the previous event that we had the other week, where we were by the State Library and we were surrounded by police and we were very safe at that point of time, we were moved on, supposedly for our safety, into an area that had not been cleared and was absolutely unsafe, resulting in a couple of the members of our group being assaulted and their property stolen.
So why would they harm me? If they try to protect me, so why would they harm me? You can do me harm by protecting me? That doesn't make sense.
Well, that's what they say. They say they move on the small Jewish group. They're forcing you to move for your own safety.
What, they're protecting us by pushing us aside? This is all wrong.